Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 59. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 35. Warming up nicely throughout the day on Thursday. Sunshine with our high of 71 and staying clear throughout Thursday night with a low around 43. Staying a bit warmer on Friday as well. More sunshine with a high of 77 and clear skies over Friday night with a low around 43. And sunny and 78 on Saturday. I'm forecaster Carol Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the conversation of wind farms across the state continue to generate a lot of conversation. The latest one coming out of a Republican county where it's brought in some high emotions.
And I do not care about these godforsaken machines that need to be relegated to the past as a failed experiment like they are.
I was wondering if we found a massive oil reserve under the eastern part of Republic County, would we be having this conversation?
That audio from Cake News. The other concern for many in the community include the agricultural industry on whether they'd be able to use airplanes to spray pesticides on their crops.
My question always has always been, because of other neighbors putting up the wind towers, who, and I suffer the loss, who pays me that loss? Upwards to $30,000, $40,000 loss per quarter. Now, that's probably extreme cases, but there are extreme cases that happen.
The Republic County Commission is set to hold a final vote on the issue later this week. Mid-America Network News.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agriprowheat.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Drought continues to be a major factor in the agricultural industry as more than a quarter of the state remains under the highest severity of drought, and it's causing issues with many farmers trying to get that winter wheat into the ground.
It's that bad. I mean, it's beyond help as far as what we need rain for.
We're harvesting some crops, but they're half or less than half of normal. We're trying to put wheat in the ground. The ground is hard. The ground is dry. The wheat won't come up until it rains.
That audio from KWCH News. They go on to say that because of the stress, mental health issues are a focal point for many in the agricultural industry, and some farmers have some tips.
Just keep thinking about the next days. I can make tomorrow better. You know, don't hash about the past because there's nothing you can do to change it. And everybody tackled stress a little bit differently. But if you're having issues, you know, you're not eating right, you're not sleeping, you know, it's time to ask for some help.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people that are in the same boat as you. You know, reach out. That would be my biggest advice, is just reach out, because there's others that are willing to listen and can help you.
Mid-America Network News.
Rack up the savings with B.F. Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire. Get a $70 Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with a purchase of four new select B.F. Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires. For additional details, contact Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Remember, Mike does tire repair, tire installation, tire sales, as well as front-end alignments. This offer is valid through Saturday, October 22nd, again, up to $70 back from B.F. Goodrich with a purchase of four qualifying tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Sydney man is facing felony drug charges, and he's doing court in Chadron today. As Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports, that 33-year-old Dennis Latka was arrested last month after he was found unconscious behind the wheel of a pickup near Box Butte State Recreation Area. During the investigation, Nebraska State Patrol troopers reportedly found cocaine, methamphetamine, marijuana, empty baggies, and two scales, along with a butane torch. Latka was taken to the Chadron Hospital for medical clearance, then was taken to the Dawes County Jail. In other news, the former interim director of human resources, Amy Deers of Chadron State College, has announced to be the new director of human resources, vice president for administration and finance. Deers had worked at the Chadron State College since 2014, where she was hired as project coordinator in the administration and finance department before transitioning to HR. She said that she is eager to help assist the college's employees and those that may be seeking employment. Mid America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County continues discussion regarding the option of aligning ambulance services under a single county license in an effort to better accommodate staffing shortages and provide for funding options, which could include a county mill levy toward operations. Carolyn Scoville with the Washington EMT was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and spoke of options that are being considered.
Some of the pieces to the puzzle are going to include, you know, obviously the funding, providing the personnel and the resources, because I'm sure that everybody's familiar with some of the supply chain issues that have arisen across the country over the last couple years. While there's lots of options and lots of questions yet to be answered as far as what a countywide service might look like, I know that there's been no decisions made on the finality of that, like how many stations there might be, how many personnel. At this point, the county is really just looking at feedback from the community.
Residents are encouraged to complete a brief survey regarding options and future direction. It outlines the discussion process thus far and asks if you're in favor of a countywide ambulance service, how would you like to see it funded, and if you're not in favor, allows a chance to say why. The survey was published in a recent issue of the October editions of the Washington County News and is available on the city website, washingtonks.net, on Facebook, or can be picked up. A QR code is printed on the survey as well for electronic submission. Deadline to return the surveys is November 1st.
The survey responses are due back by November the 1st. Once we get that feedback, we will meet with the commissioners and present all of the survey results to the commissioners, and then we will be holding town hall meetings around the county so that we will have gathered up some of the questions that people may have, and then we can start meeting with the public and kind of educating them and bring some of those questions that have arisen as a result of the survey.
The adult education series continues at the Marysville Public Library with a program Thursday on how to write your own obituary. This is being brought back by popular demand and will be presented by Marysville Advocate editor and owner Sarah Kessinger and past editor Sharon Kessinger. How to Write Your Own Obituary, open to the public Thursday afternoon, 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. The final outreach flu clinic with the Marshall County Health Department planned Thursday afternoon at Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance from 1 to 1:30. Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 25th in Manhattan. A funeral service is planned Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away July 29th, 2020. Bonnie Mae Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away October 6th, 2021. A graveside service is planned Saturday, October 22nd at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Bonnie Harper. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, mac and cheese, Normandy blend, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, green beans, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a full day of fun Saturday with the Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville, continuing 50 years' tradition of parading, pageantry, and feasting. You'll enjoy old-fashioned fun with guessing games at retail stores downtown 9 until noon, with $50 gift certificates for winners. Over 60 groups will participate from 11 to 4 with games, activities, and refreshments. 16 new Black Squirrels will be introduced with the parade Saturday at 1, plus live entertainments throughout the town throughout the day Saturday. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from RX Drugstore, the Citizen State Banks, and Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying slightly warmer today and will continue to warm throughout the rest of this week. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny as a large upper-level ridge continues to stay over the region. These conditions will continue throughout the weekend as well before another large cold front will move through throughout Sunday night and leading into next Monday. This cold front will bring another chance for some cooler temperatures and a chance for some rain showers. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and upper 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and mostly clear over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and even warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, and staying a bit more mild over Friday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. The warmest day will be on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 68. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 43. And this morning, we matched a record low of 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 6:43. Another hard freeze overnight, matching a record low of 19 degrees.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at mysisterscloset.kansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at MSC in Waterville.
Their reward? The Houston Astros. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Following Monday's rainout, the New York Yankees punched their ticket to the American League Championship Series with the Astros. The nasty one, Nestor Cortez, got the start against the Guardians, went five, allowing just one Cleveland run. Meanwhile, the Bombers' offense got to work early. Bottom first, two men on for Giancarlo Stanton.
Swung on and hit in the air to right center and deep. That ball is gone!
On WFAN, the Pinstripers went on to beat the Guards 5-1 before hurrying off to Houston for tonight's Game 1 of the ALCS. Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the Phillies' Zach Wheeler fired 7 innings of one-hit ball and got support from Kyle Schwarber in the 6th.
Swung on his hit. Wow! Deep to right field, titanic shot into the second deck!
On WIP, a 488-foot missile. The Phils went on to beat the Padres 2-0 to draw first blood in that series. The NBA season kicked off last night. Up first, 76ers and Celtics. The Stars were out in Boston.
Tatum fall away on P.J. Tucker is a tough shot. And Tatum and Harden's shot-making tonight has been mid-season MVP form for both.
On 98.7, the Sports Hub, James Harden, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown each put up 35 points. The Celts would go on to win it 126-117. Later, the Warriors celebrated last season's championship, receiving their rings and raising the banner before taking on the Lakers. L.A. stayed competitive through the first half, but Golden State ran away with it in the third. Steph Curry led all scorers with 33.
Wiggins, pass to DiVincenzo. Dribble drives, locates Curry. fakes and fires. Left wing, triple for Curry.
On 95-7 the game, 123-109 the final from San Francisco. NHL, the Devils took down the Ducks 4-2, and the Islanders defeated the Sharks 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look back at what happened yesterday in the markets. It was a tough day for grains, although cattle was higher, but grains took a beating yesterday. December corn, 681 at the final close. That's down 2.5. March corn down 2.75 at 687 yesterday. Wheat for December, 849.5 is where it closed. That's down 11.5. March wheat closed 11 down at 867.75. Kansas City wheat closed down 7.5 at 944.5. Kansas City wheat for March closed down at 942.5. That's down 8.25. Oats for December closed at 387.25. That's down 1.75. March oats closed at 390.75, and that's down 2. Taking a look at soybeans for November. Soybeans for November closed at 1372, down 13.25. Soybeans for January closed at 1382, down 10.75. Cotton for December closed at 82.29 yesterday. That's down 80 cents. Cotton for March closed at 81.44. That's down 55 cents. Live cattle for October, 148.47.5 down, and that's up 60 cents. Live cattle for December, 149.77.5 cents. That's up 57.5 cents. Feeder cattle for October closed yesterday at 174.82.5 cents. That's up 7.5 cents. And feeder cattle for November closed at 177.82.5. That's up $1.42.5. So again, not a bad day for cattle, terrible day for grains yesterday. Lean hogs for December closed at 86.47.5. That's up $1.52. And that's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
I'm in an area called trade integration at Pioneer. So what's the trade being integrated? The Enlist E3 trade for soybeans. And what's it being integrated with? Ah, that's the big news. The Enlist E3 trait is now integrated with Pioneer's own exclusive and elite genetics. They're called Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans, and there are no other soybeans like it on the market. Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans, like no other.
Contact your local Pioneer sales rep today.
What if I told you that there was a new tool available that helps take the guesswork out of planning for planting with limited water? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Water Specialist Jonathan Aguilar recently joined me to discuss a new tool that does exactly that. It's the Crop Water Allocator.
The Crop Water Allocator was envisioned such that it will help farmers who have a limited or a set allocation of water for the year. In fact, most of the farmers in Kansas do have a limitation in terms of how much they could use. But this is actually geared towards those that have very limited. What I mean is those that are under LEMA or Local Enhanced Management Areas, or those that are under the MYA, multi-year irrigation, and then under WCA, which is the water conservation area. So they do have some allocation for the year already. So what will happen is that they could look at this allocation for the year and figure out for themselves what's the best crop combinations, or even just the crop that they could put into their field, and try to figure out what is the best net return for them.
Aguilar goes on to share an example of how this web-based tool can be used by producers.
So if they have, for example, a field and they would like to figure out what they will try to plant. Is it just corn all throughout with their water allocated for that year? Or would that be a combination of half corn, half sorghum, and half soybean? They could subdivide their fields up to 4 different crops and figure out what's the best combinations of those in terms of their net returns. So I know that there are some tools already that will figure out their yield, but this crop water allocator pushes that model towards the net return, because most of the input here in the crop water allocator could be modified. So they could change it. So I typically say, go ahead and play around with the crop water allocator. I mean, literally play around, because you could change the numbers there and run different scenarios and figure out which one is the best for your operation. If your daughter or sons are playing with their video games, this is one of those days that you could also play around with the numbers for your farm.
He ends with how to easily access the crop water allocator online via the Mobile Irrigation Lab website.
Where you could find the crop water allocator is mylab.ksu.edu or milab.ksu.edu. Try to find that crop water allocator, because that is one of the tools that you should be trying and playing around at this time of the year. So mylab.ksu.edu. Thank you very much for allowing us to share it with you, and hopefully you'll give us some feedback as well.
Sharing about the new crop water allocator tool, that was K-State Water Specialist Jonathan Aguilar. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
What makes hair turn gray? We will get to the root of the problem today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year. Singer Jennifer Holliday and actor John Lithgow share a birthday. If you've ever blamed stress, a sudden fright, or your kids on graying hair, we have some news for you. They're not to blame. The true cause is something bottled blondes have known for years, hydrogen peroxide. When we are young, the peroxide is held in check by a natural enzyme, which our body stops producing as we age. The hydrogen peroxide eventually interferes with melanin production, the natural pigmentation in our skin and hair. Researchers say there may soon be a pill to interrupt that process. And the pill for the wisdom, experience, and dignity that accompanies gray hair? We won't hold our breath. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 19 degrees, matches a record low for this date. We begin a warm-up with highs around 60 on tap for your Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Associated Press's preseason 2021-22 college basketball poll has officially been released for the top 25 teams in the nation, and Kansas University Jayhawks have been tied at number 5 going into the early preseason. Much of the decision comes from the following 20 and 21 records, points totals based on 25 points for first place votes, and last year's final rankings. Some of the top teams in the nation, according to the AP, includes North Carolina at number 1, followed by Gonzaga, Houston, Kentucky, and Kansas. Baylor ties Kansas at number 5. The Kansas State Wildcats were not ranked in the top 25 AP poll. We are just weeks away from first tip for college basketball in the state as Kansas University takes on their first exhibition game against Pittsburgh State on November 3rd at 7 p.m. with tip-off there. Their first regular season game is set against Omaha in Lawrence on November 7th, also first tip at 7 p.m. Kansas State is set to take on Texas Rio Grande Valley, also on November 7th at 8 p.m.
Hanover at Frankfurt's our Friday night feature game. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Coach's interviews on the pregame show at 7 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app.
KNDY. So why in the hell does it feel like a different place?
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were. But now it's like they don't know.
there's always an empty space. Those memories that nobody can erase. Of how bright we burn. Well, now it hurts, but it's true. When they think of me, they think of you. Oh,
your heart just turned to stone.